Okay, we have a special guest in the studio. Oh, we get music for the special
guest? Yeah, Laura
you
has
have
her
your
own
own
theme
song?
This is great.
That is super cool. It's time to check in with the BPP blog, which you can always find at npr.org/Bryant Park. And as we have said, our web producer, Laura Conaway, is with us to tell us what's going on in that universe. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good morning.
So what is going on in that universe? Some weird metaphors about Fred Thompson?
Well, the guest host yesterday, Mike Pesca, got us into this Fred Thompson natural phenomenon metaphor contest.
As he's wont to do.
Yes. Yeah, and he got this bright idea, I think about 4:30 in the morning, and it came from a couple of pundits comparing Republican candidate Fred Thompson's campaign to one said he was running like a dry creek, and another one said that watching him try to campaign was like watching a big bear try to dance on ice. So we threw it open to the readers to try to construct a better metaphor.
What did they come up with?
Well, the honorable mention I'm going to give to Will G, who, despite completely failing to construct a metaphor, delivered this. When dolphins hear Fred Thompson talk, both sides of their brain fall asleep.
Oh, no.
And Heidi, I'm gonna give you the winner's prize, even though what you have here is a simile and not a metaphor. It is, wow. Fred Thompson is like a sleeping volcano currently still sleeping.
I like that.
Now, you should know that there's a listener named Sandy who took exception to the whole enterprise. Writing in, Fred Thompson is the only candidate with some concrete workable plans. Unlike all others, both Republican and Democratic, you wish you had his resume. You may think twice before dismissing this great true conservative. For the record, we're not trying to dismiss Fred Thompson.
No, we're not. Just because we ask for metaphors doesn't mean they can't be positive.
No, it's just fun with figures of speech, though.
Yeah, fun with words. Okay, and what about video?
Lots of it. Lots of different types of sight and sound. One of the things that that I'm pretty excited about, it's sort of the studio session that keeps on giving. Wynn Rosenfeld, our video producer, is putting up video from a performance by Peter Moran of Peter Bjorn and John, the Whistling Swedes. And I think we have a little chunk of it for you here. It's called Objects of My Affection.
I laugh more often now. I cry more often now. I am more me.
He was great when he was in the studio.
And what a cutie.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet voice. Also, so that video is going to be up of that performance?
Definitely. That's going up.
Cool. And the Marine story, is this?
This is the one, the interview I did with Lieutenant Colonel Tim Maxwell, who has started these wounded warriors barracks or lobbied the Marines to start them because he had this traumatic brain injury and he realized that all these people with traumatic brain injuries were being sequestered, but when they were able to be together, they were able to help each other and understand each other's injuries in a way that other people couldn't.
So what do we got going on the blog?
Well, we've got more of him. It's absolutely, it's a fascinating interview. I mean, you really just get right up in there what it's like to lose part of your brain and then attempt to recover a life. And we also have a little piece from Wired where this guy Noah Shackman, who's their defense correspondent, he uncovered a thing where the Marines are asking for a self-powered, controllable, wearable exoskeletal machine system called a MEAC that would eventually become a computationally self-aware machine. And we're going to try to have a little fun with that on the blog today and let people think what it's about. Noah Shackman sounds like he's not too convinced about this sort of robo-warrior.
Okay, finally, we have to get this in. The tube lady.
Emma Clark.
Mind
the gap. She sent us some spoofs of herself. She's been fired, but she clearly got a second career in not taking herself too seriously.
This is the voiceover artist for the London subway system.
That's right. Mind the Gap lady has sent us a couple of spoofs, and we're going to put them on our website. And here's one of them right now.
Warning. This is an emergency. I've chipped a nail.
I don't think she should have lost her job because those are funny.
That is hilarious.
Laura Conaway, our web producer, thank you so much. Much going on at npr.org/Bryant Park.
Thank you for having me. Check
Thanks,
it out.
Laura. So, Allison, that's it.
That's it.
That was fun. That's it for the Bryant Park Project this Tuesday morning, November 27th. Thank you for listening. I am Rachel Martin, Luke Burbank. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm Allison Stewart. Do visit us at the blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Send us an email, too. Listen again tomorrow.
Sure, come
All
back.
All that. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.